Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio. If you ever should have been listening, subscribing, following the podcast, or YouTube feed, 94. WIP, check it out there as the Phillies re-sign Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million. As you can tell, I'm excited. We broke the news yesterday on the midday show. I needed that because we were going through with the Jalen Hurts stuff and the Eagles stuff, and we get the breaking news that Schwarber's coming back to the Phillies, 5-150. It seemed like from the reporting that it was the Baltimore Orioles that had the top offer on the board at 5-150. And Schwarber's agent got in contact with Dobrowski and Middleton and said, hey, 5-150, you match, we're coming back. And they matched, and it's done, and he's here. And he's going to be a Philly for the next 5 years, which will make his full tenure in Philadelphia a 9-year run, assuming he plays this whole thing out without being traded or retiring or anything like that. And it's going to go down as one of the great runs in Phillies history because that's how good of a player Kyle Schwarber is. All right, three big takeaways from the deal, from the pursuit, from the contract, from the, you know, for the future of the Phils and their slugger Kyle Schwarber. Number one, and I felt this happening in the middle of last season anyway, but now when you throw $30 million a year at Kyle Schwarber, it really cements it for me. And you do it for a long-term deal, and you extend the window to 9 years. And you listen to the way the Phillies management, Preston Mattingly and Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski, talk about Kyle Schwarber. This is Kyle Schwarber's team. It is his clubhouse. It is his team. Bryce Harper could be the face. Bryce Harper could be the star on the marquee. But I think internally, and I for me as a fan, it has shifted to where this is Kyle Schwarber's baseball team. You know, Bryce Harper is a great player, and perhaps Bryce Harper will bounce back to great levels. But just about this offseason, in the last 2 months, the Phillies have caused a firestorm because their team president was brutally honest about the player that Bryce Harper is. And then, you know, there was a whole bleep storm off of that because some reporters out there thought they could trade Bryce Harper. And there's a chance he wouldn't be here. And Dave Dombrowski had to kind of put that fire out. And while that's kind of coming down, they not only re-sign Kyle Schwarber, bring him back, but they give him 5 years, $150 million, an enormous commitment to a designated hitter. Enormous. As strong of a commitment as you're going to see anybody get for a designated hitter. So you have a combination of when they've had the opportunity to talk about Kyle Schwarber, they talk glowingly about him. When they've had the opportunity to give Kyle Schwarber money, they have been head over heels to do it. When they have the opportunity to go to a place nobody else goes for a designated hitter, they do it sight unseen. That's what they do for Kyle Schwarber. For Bryce Harper, not quite the same love. He wanted more money? Nah. Yeah. Talk about him a different way? Yeah. It just feels like this torch has been passed. And I think it happened naturally, organically within the clubhouse the last couple of years. I think around baseball, it's probably viewed this way. You know, Schwarber is kind of the Pied Piper, and he's the guy that this whole thing goes off of. He's also, if we're being real, their best offensive player. And he's been their best offensive player for some time. I think you could probably go back to a year and a half now of baseball to where you watch the two of them play, you're like, well, that guy's the better hitter. Well, that guy's the more dangerous hitter. I know what the career MVPs are, and I know what Bryce Harper once was, but I know right now Kyle Schwarber is a more impactful player. Even as a designated hitter, he's a more impactful player. It's why he's been a second in MVP voting, and Bryce Harper got nowhere near that. So I think the torch has passed, and the Phillies are telling us, and the league is telling us, I think we're all seeing with our eyes. This now, this team, belongs to Kyle Schwarber. Our second big takeaway on the Kyle Schwarber five-year, $150 million contract given out by the Phils to their slugger is I believe the league believes Kyle Schwarber is going to age well. You always wonder with bat-first players, non-athletic players, and not that Kyle Schwarber isn't athletic, but you know what I mean. Like not a star athlete, not a Trey Turner athlete. You always wonder how they're going to age, right? And if the bat goes, they provide nothing. It's not like, JT Realmuto would do the opposite of this. His bat is going, his bat is declining. But the reason, as I record this podcast, the Phillies are trying to bring him back is because everything else he provides, who he is, game calling, defense, all that kind of stuff. It is a, pitch detailing, in terms of working with the pitchers. It's a huge part of the reason why JT Realmuto is JT Realmuto. Kyle Schwarber doesn't provide any of that. Literally, he's a designated hitter. So what I think becomes crucial is, are we sure he's going to keep hitting like he did last year? And I think we have to be fair about this. he's not going to hit like he did last year for the bulk of this contract. That was a career season. It was, you can make a case, an outlier season, a contract year push. Probably will never do it again. If that's the bar, then we're going to struggle to get to that bar ever again. But I do think Kyle Schwarber's general level is going to stay steady and stay where it's been. And that's where I anticipate, you know, power around 40 home runs a year and an on-base percentage in that 350 to 360 to 370 range. And that will probably fluctuate based on his batting average. But really what that is just going to be about his ability to get on base via the walk, right? I mean, that's to me never going to go. His power is not going to go, and his ability to walk is not going to go. Those two things will age extremely well. And what encourages me about the bat and the power is his bat speed is just increasing. I think he's becoming a smarter player. I think he's really honed in on his craft, and I think he's going to be one of those DHs that ages very well into the late 30s the way Edgar Martinez did. Now, Edgar Martinez is more of a doubles hitter than a home run hitter. David Ortiz, I think there's some parallels to their careers to where they were both DFA'd, and they had to kind of resurrect themselves. And then once they figured it out, it was a decade run of excellence. I think there's some similarities there between him and Ortiz. We've seen these DHs that could do this. I'm not saying he's in this level, but late career Barry Bonds. Go to Mark McGwire. You know, Mark McGwire, he kept that power for a long time. Now his body broke down and was about age 36, 37. When it fell off a cliff, it fell off a cliff. And that could happen to Schwarber. It's, you know, this five-year deal, in year number four or five, could he fall off a cliff? Sure he could. I mean, that's sports. That could happen. But I think the volume of teams involved in this, you know, I think it was interesting to me looking and reading and listening to the reporting on how many teams were involved in the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes. Not so much the money, not so much, okay, the raw dollars on this. And is it going to be 125 from the Reds or whatever from the number of teams. You count them up. It was the Orioles making a big offer. It was the Pirates making a big offer. It was the Reds making a big offer. The New York Mets involved. The Boston Red Sox involved. So you had a whole different slew of different kinds of teams. And what I found unique about this was, if it was just the big market teams, well, you could say, well, big market teams spend, right? But the fact that the Pirates, Reds, and Orioles were involved told me something different about Schwarber. And it told me that they believe he's going to age well, because those teams can't miss if they're going to give out these kind of contracts. They only have one in their holster, right? They only can afford one of these every decade or so. So the fact that those three teams, Reds, Pirates, Orioles, who probably only have one or two of these they could give out, you know, in a decade. They'll pay their own guys, but they can't be giving out free agent deals of $150 million, $125 million. They got to be right. They all see what I see, what the numbers say, what the bat speed says, what the StatCast page says. He's going to age well. This is not a fluke. It's not a one-year thing. He's found it. He's fixed it. He's different now. And he's going to age in a very, very, very good way here. So that's the second takeaway, that I think the league believes that he's going to age in a really good way for a lot of years. So that's takeaway number two.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Takeaway number three is the Phillies are not going to have to get creative to get over the hump as a World Series team. It certainly feels like, it certainly sounds like, it certainly is being reported like the Phillies are going to be tapped out of significant dollars when you add up the Real Muto deal, which I think we all expect to happen, plus the Schwarber deal. It doesn't sound like the Phillies have another big move in them on the free agent market, whether that be Kyle Tucker, whether that be Alex Bregman, unless they're able to do one or two things. Trade away some significant salary. Alec Boehm at $10 million is not significant long term, but it's not nothing for this season. Matt Strom at $7.5 million. Again, you pair those two things together and you can close the AAV of a real player. So Strom, Boehm, Castellanos. I mean, there is a world where the Phillies could free up if they get someone to – can they get someone to pay five of the $20 million for Castellanos? Like, is he a $5 million player? So they eat the 15, but someone gives them back five or takes five off their hands? Is that possible? I think it's possible, right? So you dump five on – the Castellanos five is off the books. The 10 on Boehm's off the books, and the 7.5 on Strom's off the books. That would be – somewhere in the vicinity of $22.5 million. Now we're talking about going out and maybe bidding on someone like an Alex Bregman. You know, that could put you in the ballpark for something like that. So that's one way they could do it because they need more players. If you tell me right now that they subtract Boehm, subtract Strom, subtract Castellanos, bring back Schwarber, bring back Real Muto, and kind of call it a day and just say we're going to bring the prospects up, I don't think that's a World Series team. I think they need more. They need more help. So they could go about it by trying to jump back in the free agent market for someone that's left over in the month of January or February if they can kind of find money. Or if they can find some money, let's say they find a taker for Boehm but not Strom and blah, blah, blah. Perhaps it's time for the Phillies, and I've been banging this drum for a while, to subtract from the minor league system, to cash in on one of these prospects, and to go about it a different way. So, or a combination of all these things. Let me give you an example of an idea. So let's say they dump Boehm and Strom, and the return is a prospect for one of them and a reliever to replace Strom for this. So they get a prospect for Strom, you know, C-level prospect. Someone just takes Strom, puts him in their bullpen. And they get a Strom replacement, though much cheaper, for Boehm. So you go about your business that way for those guys, okay? And then the Phillies save the $5 million, they dump Castellanos, okay? What if they then use the savings, they go out and they trade for Ketel Marte using Andrew Painter, and they use the money they saved in this whole operation to re-sign Ranger Suarez to replace what they're losing for 2026 in Andrew Painter. I think there's a world where the Phillies have to get creative, have to make a trade, have to be willing to dump salary, bring on prospects, trade prospects, and just get better. And I think Marte would be a great fit. I think Brandon Donovan would be a great fit. There's fits out there for the Phillies if they're willing to be creative and willing to back off. Oh, we can't trade any top prospects. They've been doing this for years, and it hasn't gotten them yet over the hump here. So I'm happy Schwarber's come back. As long as it's not a 3 or 4 year deal, I'll be good with Real Muto. I still think there's good baseball left in his in his body and his game for another couple seasons, but that can't be it. This team belongs to Schwarber. I think he's going to age well, and now the missing piece or pieces is to go out there and get creative with salary, get creative with the vets on the roster, get creative with the farm system, and find a way to make sure that Kyle Schwarber's 9 years in Philadelphia doesn't end without a single World Series championship. That can't be. The World Series of 22 can't be the closest Schwarber gets to a World Series here. Otherwise, it's not going to feel right. Same thing with Harper. It's not going to feel right if it goes that way, if it goes down that way. And I don't think the Phillies will let it get to that point. And I think the Phillies will find a way to creativity. And heck, maybe that's bringing Harrison Bader back as part of that money we're dumping. Bader, Donovan, Schwarber, JT, Ranger. Could they pull that off? Or maybe no Ranger, keep Painter, get Donovan for guys not named Painter in the system? I'm listening. I'm interested. Trying to get better here. Missing pieces. Donovan, Omarte could be missing pieces. Bader could be a nice complimentary piece. Let's go and rebuild this thing the right way into 2026. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. 6A to 6P. We are live every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.